Okay, guys, here we go. Day number three. Hey, I want you to really look at Ephesians 3:20. It says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us." One of the first things that we see is that there's already a power in us, and I don't know that we believe that or feel it or even have tried something to see the power be activated. So I want you to first be encouraged by this power that the Lord gives us to overcome obstacles, to dream, to do different things in our life, to accomplish things. So the question becomes, are we living like we believe this? I think too often we pray small, we dream safe, and we limit what God can do because we measure his power by our capacity. And that's what I want you to get. But his power isn't bound by our resources or our skills or even our imagination. So if we dare to believe him for more, here's the idea. Step out in faith and obey when it stretches us, right? That's the thing that grows our faith and then activates the power that already lives in us. And it increases our faith for future opportunities. You see, we'll see God do things that leave us in awe only when we step out. But the power to step out has to be realized that we already have the power inside of us. So don't shrink your prayers to match your comfort zone. Let your faith rise. And always remember that his power is not bound by our capacity. It's boundless. Hey, day number three. Have a great day.